was a very warm-hearted, super intelligent, creative young man. At the age of 16, he started suffering from mental illness, so he dropped out of high school. He was on a football team, you know, doing well, you know, all-around great kid until the mental illness took hold, and it's been a struggle ever since. He's been Baker acted, I think it's 27 times since the age of 16. The first time he went to the hospital, it was voluntary. He, you know, couldn't understand what was going on in his head, and they misdiagnosed it as substance abuse, but we quickly found out it was more than that. So we've struggled over the years with the broken mental health system in Florida, or often called the revolving door, where they're Baker acted and typically released after a few days of medication, even though the hospitals know that they're not going to take medication. So, you know, hence the name revolving door. But, you know, Nick, very warm-hearted, as I said, you know, John Lennon-like. He was all about oneness, coexist. When he was ill, he, you know, was not himself. So, you know, very different person when he was ill. And we struggled with that over the years, trying to come up with a solution.
When he was not on his medication, would it sound like something likely that he would have pulled a knife on a police officer? Because there are some people who say that there was no knife, and then the police say that they've recovered a knife and put it in evidence.
Yeah, I could tell you, out of the 27 times that he's been Baker acted, not once did he ever show any violence or disrespect towards police. There's been a few incidences where, I mean, the St. Pete police, God, probably about 6-7 years ago now, approached him in the back of in an alley. He was behind the bar, and he had a joint of marijuana, and quickly escalated. They handcuffed him, cuffed his feet, and then he, you know, was not doing well mentally, and I think he was trying to kick out the window of the police car, and they dragged him out of the car and beat him so badly that he was urinating blood for several days. And we tried to press charges. We called several attorneys. None of them seemed willing to take the case. We called internal affairs. They wanted my son to come down and give a statement, but he was scared to death. So eventually we, you know, unfortunately, now in hindsight, didn't follow up. There was another incident where the police, you know, grabbed him and threw him over the door of a car. And, you know, I mean, I respect the police. Nicholas's grandfather was a police officer. He respected the police. So I really don't know. I wasn't there. We don't have the facts. But I could just tell you from past experience.
The Terrapin Springs police said that there was one police officer involved, and they gave his name this week. I've seen some witnesses, at least posting on social media, that there may have been more than one police officer. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, again, I don't have the facts yet. You know, we're waiting for the FDLE to finish their investigation, and but I don't know. At first, I was told the same thing, that it was one officer, and then I just read a typed-up eyewitness account that I don't know if it's true or not, that suggested there were two. This was just last night I found this out, and that according to this witness, and again, I don't know if it's true or not, that, you know, they were basically harassing my son, and he was complying, and quickly got out of control until shots were fired. So, like I said, I don't have the facts, as you could imagine. That was very disturbing to hear that, if it were true. I'm trying not to pass judgment, but it's challenging, as you could imagine.
And on Saturday, supporters of your son are going to have a peaceful protest. They're calling a peaceful protest for Provenza.
Yeah, protests are fine, right? It's free speech. It's America. But, you know, when I heard about that protest, which I thought was taking place a few days ago, I quickly put a post on my son's Facebook to please, you know, encourage people not to get violent, not to lash out at the police. That's just foolish. You can't take any group of people and say that all of them are bad or, you know, unethical or so, you know, there's bad doctors, there's bad lawyers, there's bad carpenters, there's bad police. So we don't know. And until the facts come out, if anyone is violent, it could only get worse. Innocent people can get hurt. My son was all about peace and love and unity. So You know, so I encourage people not to do anything stupid and just, you know, protest legally. I'm all for it.